Hi guys, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV after show for Hollywood Medium. Today, Tyler talks to Adrina Patridge, Austin Mahone, and so many people. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Little Austin Mahone. Oh, we get lights and everything. Like, it's a club.
It's a club.
Just you and me in the club.
In the club.
Hi, no everyone.
Guys. Yeah.
Just us.
Just us today.
No bar. No, this is our first time.
Cheers to that.
Yeah, cheers. Cheers, girlfriends.
Cheers.
All right. Well, we are talking everything Hollywood Medium, Tyler Henry.
Yes.
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
And my name is Ava Hill, and you can find me on Instagram at The Ava Hill and on Facebook at Ava Hill.
This is a little different because, you know, Katarina's not with us today.
She's not.
No, I think her title is, wait, what is it?
I have no idea.
I'm a little thrown off by this YouTube video. Austin Mahone here. It's Kazayas at Katarina or something. So just follow us
I feel like there's not a lot of Katarina
Kazayas.
Why are we screwing up this name?
I don't know. We should get her Twitter.
We should do a little lower third.
but yeah, so we're just going to chat Hollywood Medium and talk about our experiences and what's going on with these four celebrities that Tyler read
four
today.
This time.
Yeah, and actually I have a whole different view now on this show because if you've watched our after shows, I am very, very into mediums and psychics and all of that stuff. Ava here is opposite.
I am not. I'm not into it. But I'm only not into it, though, because it kind of conflicts with my beliefs. However, you know, I'm going to have to side on you with this. I really want Tyler to come on the show. I really, really do.
Have him on.
Yeah, I really want him to come on the show. And I think that maybe he can confirm me, you know, further, you know, tapping into this medium world. But,
right.
I mean, he, you know, like you said, like this episode in particular is changing my perception, I think, of this world because of...
Oh, how so? Why this specific
you're so
one?
Interested.
Yeah, because I want to know. Why this one?
Well, just like the specific details that I feel like he has tapped into with these four people versus, you know, the other episodes. Like, for instance, it's such a small detail to me to know that Adrina, who was the first person that was read, but it's kind of very specific to me that he talked about her doing a headstand.
Right. So we could talk about the first person.
Right.
And if you guys haven't seen, hopefully you have, but Adrina's pregnant. I had no idea
she was pregnant.
And if you don't know Adrina Patridge, she was on
The Hills.
The Hills and all that fun stuff about 10 years ago.
Was that 10 years ago?
Yeah. She was a victim.
I refuse to believe that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I just refuse to believe that. But
no, yeah. She was a victim of the Bling Ring. Like, she was a big star.
She really was.
Yeah. I mean, so she's pregnant now.
Yeah. I mean, all of the Hills girls were, I mean, some of them took the cover of Rolling Stone. Like, it was a really huge hit.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband, I don't know if they're officially married or not, but anyway, I think he's like a professional skateboarder or something like that.
Okay.
I need to look more into that, but, two things. Going back to me and kind of crossing the bridge of further believing, I thought that it was a great detail and it was very specific that Tyler mentioned her doing a headstand, which, by the way, I don't even understand how that's safe to do when you're pregnant.
Are you allowed to do that?
I would not try that.
Can you put...
At all.
Have you been pregnant and tried that? You're like,
No, I'm just kidding. No.
No, but pregnancy and handstands... Can you guys comment and tell us? Because I just logically
think that's
not okay.
And I would think that I would have to have like someone professionally, like a yoga instructor, like something.
Right.
Like
someone
I'm not just gonna like do a headstand and I'm pregnant. Like, you could follow, like, all types of things could happen. But the fact that like he knew something as detailed as that, which mm-hmm. is just something like casually that she's casually doing in her home, hoping that her baby will no longer be breech.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's crazy. And so for him to also, you know, further confirm that, I think it was her grandmother that he was like, you know, she's around, she's here, which creeped me out. However, you know,
it always creeps you out if people.
Yeah,
are
it always creeps me.
Doesn't
out.
Matter.
Oh my God! Speaking of, before what? We go back into Audrina and me further believing. So I told you guys, last week, okay. I was coming from an audition, and my car is parked in front of this van, this white van.
Okay.
And
creepy.
Yeah. All right. I mean, it's not, they're not like, my car is not close to it, but it's close enough.
Okay.
It's close enough.
Too close for comfort.
Way too close for the circumstance. So I'm walking, get into my car. I'm talking to my mom. I look up. I'm about to hang up with her, put on my seatbelt, drive forward. And I see this this body coming out of a home.
Stop.
Yes.
Wait, a body out of a home?
Yes, like a body, like on a stretcher.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm thinking, you know, it's the, you know, something's wrong. You know, they're going to take him to the hospital, whatever. Yeah. I hope that he's going to be okay. And then when they wheeled him around to then go behind the truck, because my car is right here, I noticed that the sheet was over him completely.
So he's dead.
Saw his feet and everything. And I was like, oh my goodness, he's dead. And so you saw, you could see his family kind of all standing there waiting for him to, get in the van. And it was just...
That's a lot to deal with. That you didn't ask for.
That I didn't ask for. And then especially, you know, because I am so freaked out about this whole spirits and all that kind of stuff, I literally, I couldn't drive for a minute. I had to really sit there and say... Oh my goodness, that just happened.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, I really wouldn't even bat an eye, to be honest, just because, I don't know.
It's like
I
when you're gone, you're just done. You're just done.
See, but that's the thing. Are you? A lot of times, and this is also, you know, how the Bible talks and everything, where it's like...
In Bible terms, technically, you're not done, but...
Right, and you move on. If you do certain things, this isn't a religious show, so we won't talk about it, but it's, you know, if you follow what they're saying, then your lights aren't out and you're not completely done. And you can,
I think that's what scares me though. Cause it's like, if you don't follow the rule book exactly correct, it's like, what happens to you? And I think about people who even commit suicide because that's sinful. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's
we'll where go into that. Go?
I mean, that's a whole nother thing. Right. But anyway, going back to Audrina. I love that he tapped into her standing on her head, which was
Here's the thing.
Or doing a headstand.
Actually, ladies, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I actually did some research while you guys were talking.
Oh, we have someone coming in.
Hi.
Oh.
It's Alexis over here.
Hi. Alexis. So, can everyone hear you? Or
just
me?
They can totally hear you. Yeah, everybody can hear you.
I feel like we're having a call-in.
So I did some research, and it's totally fine for pregnant women to do handstands because, for different reasons, mostly just because if they want to get the baby in a certain position. So let's say the baby is in the wrong position, you can do handstands in the pool or something like that. To get them into the right position, or if let's just say you're having back issues or anything like that, you can still do yoga, and sometimes they do that.
Do they suggest someone being there though?
Of course, most of the time you can do it alone if you would like. There's just the only rule is obviously not to roll over when you're
I'm
done.
I'm too paranoid. I can't.
There's videos on YouTube. There's different tutorials on how to do it and be safe if you are alone. But they do suggest having somebody there with you.
Question though, you said it's acceptable to do it in water and how do they feel about the other way though? But not just in water because Audrina didn't do it in water. So is that still acceptable?
Yeah, I mean some people were just doing it just because again, if the baby's breached, you have to figure out different ways to be able to do that. Most of the time they usually suggest women to do it at home on a yoga mat and up against the wall.
Right.
That it's just easier for the baby to breach.
To
that
do
way.
That in water though, that's
no, it's probably better because
you're lighter.
Lightweight.
Yeah.
Come on,
and
Ava.
Stuff like that. I mean, because you know how when we were kids, you try to do
pick
a handstand
or something.
Yeah.
A headstand for 5 seconds. I mean, come on.
No.
I don't think they're not supposed to I think they're only supposed to do it for about 5 to 10 seconds. They're not supposed to do it for longer than that.
Okay. Well
the funny thing to me is that he knew when she was alone And no one else
right,
knew.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what's creepy to me.
Right. But by the way, Alexis, thank you for coming in. I thought you were just going to join our panel.
I know.
I would love you
to just come in here.
Yeah. Sure. Here. Yeah, I'll just leave it on the wide. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
thank you for your call-in.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
I really wish we could have call-ins. That's so cool.
No, anyway. We can.
Well, we can.
Yeah. Actually, my medium friend wanted to call in, so we'll probably have to schedule that.
We have a number for people to call in whenever you guys want to do that. Before the show.
All right, we're gonna do that then. We have a lot of episodes. I think it's 21. So
yeah,
we'll
thank
do
you
that.
So much. You're the best.
Thank you. But okay, well that solves that because
right.
I was a little nervous. And honestly, though, in water, I think it would be better just because. Think about it. In water, there's no gravity. No, stop. Think about it.
I thought.
So you'd rather do a headstand in real life.
I'd rather do a headstand than real life than like...
In the water.
Than go in the pool or something and like bump my head on the cement, try to stand up.
But you can bump your head on the cement right here.
Well, first of all, your girl would never do a headstand.
Right, right.
Okay?
But I'm just trying to understand your argument.
My argument is that you can do it anywhere, but I don't want to do it. I wouldn't want to do it in water. I would just be too paranoid.
Okay, but not, you know, in your room?
First of all, I would have someone there. I would have like a professional yoga instructor with me or my doctor, something.
Okay.
Someone. I would have them
something.
With me.
Something. Your grandma.
My plant. My cat. Something. Oh, and you know, speaking of cats, I also heard that it's like unhealthy or something to have cats around like while you're pregnant.
Yeah, the reasoning behind that is the
But my
litter.
Friend did. And,
no, it's the litter.
Oh, right. Yeah. But I mean, my friend did and she had a healthy baby. But anyway, yeah, I'd have something or someone or something around me when I was, you know, as I'm standing on my head with my 9 month, 8 month, I don't know.
Well, Audrina, though... I just thought that was crazy that no one knew.
That's the thing. That's why I'm kind of side-eyeing. That's why I'm really like, this is legit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing. So little bombshell.
Oh, no.
I was doing some research and talked to some people, digging around, getting some information.
Like you always do.
Yeah. And I met this guy who is he actually is an AfterBuzz host. And he... said that he's the assistant to a very, very well-known medium. Like, medium that is so good that he doesn't even bother with television. He helps people, like cops, like everything. He solves mysteries. He's the ultimate medium. And he says that Tyler Henry is not legitimate. He says that they know people on staff in production that feeds... Oh, and here he comes now. I was going to have him on.
This is the best show ever.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi.
Okay.
So, come on. You know what? This is the best show ever. We've had a call in. Now we have a guest.
We're so excited to see you.
Thank you.
Wow. This is awesome. So, wait, you're not a medium.
No. Okay. He's assistant to the medium. But we'll talk once you come in.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to our
show. You have
show.
Me singing.
Thank you so much. So you're fine.
Okay.
I think we'll
yes.
just adjust some of these cameras.
Live. This is all live.
Why don't you, once you get all situated, you know what? I think, you got to go underneath that.
Okay.
How long have you been an AfterBuzz host?
Not long. We just started doing Prince Charming on Thursdays.
Oh.
So we're on Logo and VH1 right after. And I think we're on episode 2 tomorrow, so that's very exciting.
Oh, that's exciting.
So
you just started.
Very new.
And we met outside, and we were chatting, and don't you explain... Well, first off, introduce yourself and tell everyone where they can find you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Chris Valentine. You can find me on Twitter at AKA Golden Boy, as well as my website, chrisvalentine.la.
There you go.
I look like... Like a midget. See, I feel like a midget.
No,
you guys are so cute.
We try.
So please tell our audience
this is
what
so
you know.
On time, by the way. Like literally, she was just talking about you.
And
you
thought I was early. I thought I was like an hour early.
No, it was no. Keep going.
Well, anyways, I did catch the episode, so I am up on that.
Good.
I'm excited about the show. Hollywood Medium, I think we're in the second season now, and
yes.
It's really fun because he has a lot of celebrities. celebrities on, and who right. doesn't like watching those type of shows? Mm-hmm. I love it.
Right.
So, where are you guys at on this episode?
We are just talking about Audrina. In the first, just little first part.
Okay.
And, yeah, we were actually just talking about why I think, you know, I'm a little skeptic now. I'm a little skeptic good. Because mm-hmm. of you.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, so because of me?
I was talking about you.
Oh.
And that, and when you walked in, it was just so perfect.
Apropos. So wait, are you taking my stance on this show for being the
skeptic? No, I'm very different. I'm very different. But please, but please tell. Please tell everyone what you told me about Tyler.
I'm not ready.
Well,
get this tea, honey. Let me get this tea.
Now that I see Maria Menounos is coming on next week, I'm afraid.
No, you totally can. No, this is open. You know, we have people who, you know, are skeptics. We have
skeptics.
I'm a slight skeptic.
Okay.
I'm all the way skeptic. About the debacle with Boy George, and that yes. was my main thing, is I already thought that was happening, where the producers are downstairs, they seem to know the storyline inside and out, and when Boy George is saying no, and they run upstairs and say, what are you doing? This is exactly right. How did they know all the ins and outs of those facts? Why do they? Right. Why do the producers know the facts of every celebrity that comes on? So that raises questions. Now, I do feel Tyler does have some gifts. My thoughts, though, are watching the episode today, it seems more of a psychic gift or intuitive.
Okay.
It's not full-on clairvoyance the way I'm used to seeing it.
Right.
So, calling...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you disclose who you work for?
Absolutely. Okay. I am very proud to say that I've worked for many years, for Dr. Christian Torin. He is, I think, the foremost clairvoyant medium in the United States.
Now, why do you think that?
He is the only one that I know of that actually goes out and does the work every single weekend, almost on tour. He's in a different city every weekend. He's the only one that's oversold out every weekend. He starts typically in the morning before the expo opens, and he's the last one to leave, usually around midnight at a lot of these shows.
Okay. When do they begin? In the day?
They usually begin around 10 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
But he's already going before the doors are open. People
does he not want to do TV? He doesn't want that end?
He does do television, but I feel like a lot of the people that are on television don't do the work. I don't want to put out names, but if you notice...
Well, there's only like... two of them.
There's only
like two people.
Well, there's John Edwards. There's so many
exactly.
that are on, you know, shows that we fair. Don't watch.
And the thing about those people is they don't, from my standpoint, do the work. We don't really get to see it because you can't book readings with them. They refuse to read the public. All we get from them is maybe some workshops, some development classes where they may give you some hints, or they'll have a group, a mass audience, where they're just putting out stuff and then it connects with somebody. I'm not saying they don't have a gift, mm-hmm. but the person that I work for actually does the hard work.
Okay.
These are people he's never seen before. They book a reading with him. He doesn't even want me to tell them their name. I used to introduce, okay, we have so-and-so here, ready to go. He's like, don't tell me anything.
Tyler does the same thing, though.
He does the same thing, but if you go to his website, you can't book a reading with him, as far as I know. It's celebrities.
Which raise flags for me. While you were talking, I'm thinking, wow, mm-hmm. that's a big red flag.
And that was the first red flag. When I first heard about Tyler, the first thing I did was go to his website. Now, the thing is, even with today's episode, I kind of like how he opens it and he says, I don't know how I became a celebrity psychic medium. And I don't know either.
We don't know.
Do you know why? Because I feel like, how do all these celebrities know about him if he doesn't even have a website? Mm. And in season one, that's the first thing I said, go to the website, and it was like under construction. I'm like, how is it possible?
Wow.
How is it possible that all these celebrities know him? So that was my first red flag.
Maybe, you know, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, because you are talking to someone who is skeptical.
Okay.
but I mean, maybe.
Why are you on the panel?
Well, you know what? Honestly, to me, I think mm-hmm. it makes a great show. I think that when everyone is on the same wavelength, it kind of dries the show out. And I kind of like that, you know, I'm the opposite of, you know, Jen. Like, we each, the three of us have a very strong, you know,
different opinion.
And I think it, like any talk show, you have to have kind of like your representation of each kind of, you know,
right.
It makes it more relatable because I'm sure.
It.
Right. Because I mean, I'm positive that there are people who watch this show that are like, I don't know. And so they can relate to me in my opinion. But going back to Tyler, you know, maybe, you know, him just being in the industry, maybe he was in the right place. I'm just playing devil's advocate. Maybe he was in the right place at the right time.
At 20, yeah.
And I'm just playing devil's advocate. And you know how Hollywood is, and how, you know, you might meet someone who knows someone, and maybe he was in that circumstance, and someone said, you know what, you're awesome, you need a show. Now I don't know. Because you're also, you're talking to someone that's skeptical, okay? So yeah.
You don't have to be skeptical in Hollywood to know that if you are young and if you are thin, that is already halfway there.
Yep.
So that's good.
Young and thin. There you go.
Young and thin, like you guys. So you're already. That's,
where's my Oscar?
I mean, this is it.
Right.
Where's my Oscar?
I've been asking that for a long time.
No,
so
but I
basically,
get that.
He's off to the right start as far as what television wants.
Hollywood.
You know, this is a visual medium. We want you to, you know, people want you to look good when you're on there.
I just,
so
I don't
want to,
he seems like such a genuine person. I don't want to believe that.
No. I think for sure that there is something there,
I'm not
like you were saying.
He's not real.
Not saying he's not real.
No.
But
I just don't want to believe. I think one of the things I loved about Tyler, though, was that he seemed like he wasn't into the hoopla of Hollywood. And so now with
obviously
his perspective,
he is, though.
Right. And
he's
now,
on an E! Show, and it's called Hollywood Medium.
But I mean, like,
when you do reality shows, and I have been on 13 reality shows.
Wait.
Yes.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna have to talk afterwards.
Well,
we don't even
won't
have
mention
the time.
Names because I want to keep working. But basically, when you're on those type of shows, you kind of get a feel that there's so much money involved. The crews are huge. You have a director. You have producers. It's a lot of time and expense and work to produce these. I think even Tyler, being as young as he is, I think you're going to get a feel for there is pressure on you. There is pressure to produce a show. And sometimes when I watch, like you can even notice when he's taking notes during the reading, he'll start off with almost a blank sheet of paper. And then 2 seconds later, it's full. Like they cut to it.
No, don't do this to me.
So
don't
I don't
do
have
this.
To.
No, no, yeah.
I don't have to. But there, I'm saying a true mediumship reading is not a 5-minute reading. It's usually much longer.
But see, this is, I feel that he does have a long reading with them. I just think that the producers, of course, at the end, they chop it up and they display what, you know, the audience, what they are okay with the audience seeing. Because a blatant example of that is Kris Jenner. Now, you know 120% that Kris Jenner did not sit down and only hear about her eyesight. Okay, you know that Tyler probably tapped into Nicole Simpson. You know
who
that
knows?
He probably tapped into Robert Kardashian, like all these other
That's
things.
That's another thing with the
you
show. If you notice, like even today, there's a lot of friends with the celebrity. Now, maybe the celebrity didn't talk too much about their life. I don't really think they did. I think even when we get to Austin Mahone, he's opening the show with showing some of the objects that he brought in, but he was careful not to say where they came from. But on the other hand, you have the friends of the celebrities, the manager and the friends and even relatives who seem to have been talking.
Mm-hmm. But how did you gather that?
Because if you watch the Austin Mahone segment, the manager is immediately saying, oh, that's the father. And even the friend is, he's the mechanic, right? How does Austin Mahone not know this, but the manager would know some weird little detail?
Wow, good point.
That raised
a
huge red flag. And, I question that even with Moby. You know, the one before that was Moby and
you know what? Let's go person by person. So, Audrina, we were talking about that crazy handstand. We figured out
I thought that was the best part of the whole reading.
I know.
Thank you.
That was the only where I said, okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give that to Tyler. He got something good there.
He had something good there.
The breach with the pregnancy.
You're talking to me like I don't believe it.
I'm looking at you saying like that. That was the turning point for me. Like that to me. That
for sure.
What he just said confirms what I was saying before he walked in here. Was was a huge detail.
That was
and
the
to
best
me,
one.
That was the best one. And being a skeptical person, I'm like, wait a second. How would he pick up on something like that?
You're
so.
Right.
It's great to hear your confirmation.
And it was the night before. She said, I just did a somersault the night before. I was standing on my head.
I cannot with a somersault.
So that was good. That was good. Some of the things that are recent, I do question whether they were on Google. The breach in the we won't even get into Google yet, right? But the breach in the pregnancy, maybe some of the relatives were talking about that. I don't know. But the somersault, I like, okay, that's good. I like that. That was a good one. That was the best part for me of the reading.
So have you been skeptical this entire time?
Yes. Well, I don't necessarily have seen every single episode.
Okay.
But when the first, when the show came out, season
like the
one,
first season.
I was immediately skeptical. And I heard a lot of kind of word on the street that maybe he's being coached and things like that. Now, I can't prove it. And I won't give names. But when the Boy George thing happened, I'm like, okay, that's what I was hearing. Is the producer, you know, I don't want to say the producer.
Interesting.
He may be getting some information before the show.
Okay. That's
and
really
so,
interesting.
Well, yeah.
Tyler,
and I can't
needs
wait to get
come
to the other
show,
ones because I have some notes on that.
You know
show.
What? Let's move on to
Tyler,
show.
We'd love to have you on.
No, we have him. We have him coming in October.
Yeah.
Are you
don't
serious?
Worry. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
We love you, Tyler.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
I want to hear what he has to say.
Absolutely. No, I really do.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to ask him about this too. I'm going to ask him about this very episode that we're having right now. And I'm going to say, there are people.
Don't tell him because he's watching.
Oh,
stop.
He is.
Okay.
And when Tyler sweats, like in the last reading, there was a piece where he was reading Rosie, and I thought, that's real. That's the way a reading usually goes. It's kind of vague. You don't just get exact stuff.
Right.
You're kind of making a connection with the other person that's crossed over, and they kind of have like a medium on their side. So there's a meeting where you're kind of getting to know each other in a way, and you don't just get stuff. And as you're getting, you know, you want to be open in a reading, even if you're, you know, skeptical. But as the reading goes on and you say yes to things, the bond becomes stronger between the medium and the person that's crossed over.
Right.
And so then it can pick up. So there may be a part that's being edited, but I feel like some parts of the show, I feel like it's so dead on exact right away.
Well,
it's hard. It's hard to buy. It's hard
but
to
I think
buy.
That's obvious editing, though, that needs to be done for
it
the time
be.
Frame of the show.
It could
you know
be.
What I mean? Like, I feel like we can't.
You've gone from skeptical to now a supporter.
Well, no. It's just, you know, like just being in the business and knowing like the production side, I'm just,
yes.
I'm thinking more in terms of, you know, at the end of the day, it's a show. And so, you know, they have to make this hour slot, you know, what it is. And
I remember when John Edward first started out, he said, I did a show called Montage in Miami. And I remember the show, something like, I believe it was Montage. And he said it was ridiculous because he did like an hour reading for a lady. And they cut it down to the best 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And he said, that took me an hour to get that out of her.
Right.
And so they do show you the
they
best.
Do.
And I understand they have to do that.
Yeah.
But as long as we as viewers
understand
that's part of it.
Right,
that
right.
Helps.
Oh, and I mean, Kris Jenner confirmed that.
Right.
For me.
Well, let's move on to Moby.
Yes.
So Moby, you know, he immediately said paternal and maternal came through.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just went down the path of the father and seemed to get things right away. What did you guys think on that? Specifically, Ava, let's go with you first.
Like my overall thoughts of...
No, just...
Sorry,
what
I missed
you
your
think.
Entire question somehow.
Just, you know...
Did you buy it? Did you
did
think
you
Moby was believing what he was getting right away? Or do you think he was questioning it?
I don't know, because, I mean, in every episode, you have a celebrity go, oh, my gosh.
No, but Moby was everything. He was stumbling over his words.
Mm.
He could not believe that Tyler read him,
right?
You know, that well.
I think the grave part for me, it was the two main things that stood out to me in this episode was Audrina and her breach circumstance and the grave.
But I'm asking about
But I'm saying the two moments for me that really drew me in was that and when Tyler mentioned Moby and the fact that he hadn't visited his mother's grave for like 17 years. And so how Moby was like, oh, you can't even Google this. Like, this isn't something that you can look up.
That was a little hit.
That was a little, I was
it
like,
it wasn't a major thing, but
And because, I mean, he was even like, you're freaking me out. And so that kind of had me, I don't know.
And what about you?
With Moby, I have followed him over the years.
Okay.
And he is one person that I feel is authentic. So I thought if anybody's on the show that's not going to just let it slide.
Go.
And be honest. And I felt like he was. But then if you kind of watch his words, he is stumbling over them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then he kind of... I don't know what the word is, but he doesn't necessarily completely buy in. He always says, maybe right. that was right.
Really?
And yeah, what? Go back and watch it. Even at the very end, his last words were, he slides it in where if anything was authentic, this was it. And then he's like, well, maybe. But I do feel he felt he was getting hits. Mm-hmm. I felt there could have been more in that reading too. And even with the painting, I felt like it was almost like staged in a way.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the television screen like, okay, was her name on there? And if you look, it does look like it's Elizabeth.
Now, it's funny you say that because I was watching and thinking that, and also how quick Tyler was like, is your mom Liz?
I know. And why would he say Liz? Why would he say Liz? Why would he say Elizabeth? Like, why would he say Liz? That kind of raised a little question, too.
Right.
Like, why would he do that instead of say Elizabeth?
You guys are really throwing me. I feel like I'm going...
How so?
Don't you want a question?
I don't know. I feel...
You're supposed to want a question, I thought, right?
I don't know. I mean, hearing this, because I was already skeptical, and now I'm even more like...
There are mediums. So you can... I mean, you can be skeptical.
I don't believe in that.
That's fine.
In general.
That's fine. But I'm glad you're supporting Tyler tonight.
Right. I think... Now, go ahead. Well, I was just saying, it always comes down to the message that other person has for, you know,
that's a good point.
The big message was, you know, hey, I know from his mother, hey, I know that I, you know, kind of abandon you sometimes, just know that I love you. And the minute that he said that, Moby kind of, you could see it in his eyes that he felt at ease and he was like, wow.
Right.
Okay, I think that this guy has something, because you wouldn't know that Moby's mom kind of abandoned him and all of that, and how
the
would we know?
And, all that.
And the white roses at the grave, but some the
did he say white roses?
Yes, the white roses,
oh,
but it was
the girl
after,
said that. Okay,
the girl
remember,
said it.
I remember her saying it.
Well, she said it, so that makes me think. Okay, well maybe she said it before. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, she was so.
I don't
open.
Think somebody actually watched them go to the cemetery, even though it was a month
no.
before. Okay.
No, but like if they were interviewing before,
yes.
Then she would
she
be
like
oh,
I
white
remember
roses.
Saying the white things were tied together, the little white flowers, remember that? And it was like, did you already talk to the producers about that? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
See,
only
now
she
I'm
knows.
Side-eyeing producers
only she
right
knows.
Now.
But Moby brought it up with her. It was like I almost felt like he was questioning her on camera. Did you tell the producers about this? That's the sense that I got.
I need to watch this portion again.
Watch it. Maybe
because...
we're reading in too much.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But that's my
or
job.
Or just enough.
I felt like that was my job today.
And I feel like you would know though. You would know because you've
she
been...
would know for sure.
She would know
if she talked.
Right.
Yeah.
She would.
I'm so skeptical right now.
Well, we should move on.
So many thoughts.
Past Moby.
I have so many thoughts.
And let's go into Austin Mahone.
Yay.
If you don't know who Austin Mahone is, he's like the pop sensation for the little ones. And he's
like the new Bieber.
That's who I felt Tyler would connect to with. When Tyler said to Moby, you are the person that I have looked up to, I'm like, how is that possible? Because Moby hasn't been big for like 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow, has it been that long?
It's been that long. Because I remember Eminem and him were having a fight. And Eminem is like, that was like a long time ago, 15, 20 years ago when they were having that. That's when Eminem was big.
Right.
And he was accusing him of certain things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I'm like, well, Tyler would have had to been two to be seeing Moby as a big hit at that time.
Right.
So that was weird. Now, Austin Mahone, I buy if he would have said, oh, you know, I know you, Austin Mahone. I listened to your records. You're great. You know, What About Love? I get that. So go ahead with Austin
but
Mahone.
But he also... No. Thank you. What he did, though, he's not one of those people that goes on the internet and he looks at people, supposedly.
I don't
that's
think
what
he
type,
does.
Yeah.
I think the producers might be doing
right,
that.
Yeah. Absolutely. But he doesn't know.
Don't question me like that.
I just, the producers,
I'm
man.
Side.
I have
I'm
a lot
side.
Of questions about these producers now.
Well,
let's
they, have,
them
they
on.
Have a job to do.
They have a,
they
job,
have a job
to do, but still,
yeah.
I mean,
money is to be made. This is still a
There's
television show.
There's a lot
show.
Of money involved, and I know that things are planned out way in advance.
Absolutely.
The day
See,
is planned
now
out.
I'm super duper skeptical.
You can be. Let me just say this in defense of mediums, and not all mediums, but I do believe there are people with the gift. Mm-mm. Some people have it more than others. I think for the most part, because I get a lot of readings, and I've had a lot of readings over the years. I think there's a lot of psychics, and a psychic to me is here. A medium is
what's the difference, though?
A psychic is picking up things off your aura and telling you things you already know about yourself. A medium is connecting much higher with your angels, your archangel, people that have crossed over, and they're delivering messages to you. Mm-hmm. So say, for instance, when I get a reading, I've had some of the best in the world, I expect to just sit down and you tell me what I need to know. I don't want to have to say or talk or ask any questions.
Right.
For the most part, 90% of readings, they start asking you questions. Or what they'll say, what are your main questions? And mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to, I'm kind of spoiled in a way. Like, you tell me what I need to know. You tell me what my guides want me to know.
I love that.
That is the type of reading that I want to get.
See, that's what I get. And that's what I like about Tyler. I mean, even though, like, obviously we have really manipulated the plot here. You know, I do like that Tyler kind of... supposedly he doesn't know who he's going to read. And then when he's reading them, a lot of times they don't talk and he just kind of asks them like, who is this person? And he'll describe them or, right. You know, whatever.
Well, the thing is that it was weird to me that his dad died, killed himself. And he asked, why would he ask how your dad died? And he never even came through.
I thought that too.
Good. Thank
you. I thought that too.
Good observation.
I thought that too.
Go ahead and expand on what you thought on Austin.
The problem with that reading was it was like, I felt like Tyler had a storyline ready. I felt like he knew something because he kept pushing the whole thing of like, he knew about the car mechanic thing and even Austin didn't know about it. And when Austin wouldn't accept it, that storyline part, he had nowhere to go in the reading end in the show was like, and well, that segment ended right away. Mm-hmm. What Tyler should have done is believed in what his gift was if he was getting something, continued with the reading and got some messages.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I always feel like if the person that's crossed over is coming through, they should have a message for the loved one.
Yeah.
Now, in some instances, you brought that up earlier and that was a good point, that you should get some kind of healing benefit from it or something
closure, whatever it is.
Now, I feel that Tyler didn't do that for the most part in most of the segments. Sometimes he did. Sometimes he did, but I felt there should be more of that. I felt most of it was kind of entertainment value where he's like, this is the information that I have. Wow, isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
No, we're over
it
now.
The person coming through should always be focused on the person being read.
Okay.
That is the sole purpose. They don't really care about themselves and things like that. They want to solve an issue. They want to heal something that's come up. There is a purpose because there's a lot of energy that's involved in coming through for somebody. So there's usually a purpose, and it's not just, I want to tell you something special and spectacular.
Right, like Rosalind. Mm-hmm. And let's move on to Rosalind and how, I mean, that was insane. But at the same time, at the end, she was like, yes, my husband is traveling. Yes, he's working. Oh, it's going to move on to something bigger and better. That's usually how things are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Except that your husband's about to travel. Okay.
The problem that I have, though, with that type of reading where Tyler kind of says, you know, you're going to have another child and all the other stuff, which is kind of why I'm afraid to get read, is that when you tell me futuristic type of things, I oftentimes, you know, I wake up every day thinking about it. You know what I mean? Almost in the analytical Virgo way of like, okay, so since Tyler told me this is going to happen, I'm going to make sure that everything is lined up to where this is going to happen.
Then
and
it won't.
Right. And then not only that, but then he puts on another layer saying, well, your grandmother is saying, don't worry, you're going to have other children. So then if that doesn't actually happen, it would send me in a tizzy. That's why you don't touch my future.
Whenever I do a reading, I forget about it. And then
really,
you know, things happen and I'm like, oh my gosh, that lines
but
up.
But do you feel like something like that you would forget when it comes to you constantly trying to have kids?
No, because I don't want to have kids. We'll talk
but
about
I mean,
that.
Like, well, I mean, like in her circumstance, no. If you've constantly tried to have kids and you're older and you're wanting kids.
Listen,
that's
she had to do it through science. And she's going to continue to do that. When you have the drive for something, you go for it no matter what people say.
I'd rather just not know than you tell
when
me.
When I get a reading, I want to know the future. And that's the whole purpose of why I get readings. No. I want to know what's coming. No. I get excited. No. And if it's a good reading, it's filled with hope and positive messages. Oh, it's not negative. If people are telling you, you got a curse on you and you need to give them $2,000.
Oh, it's a gypsy.
That's a gypsy.
No. It's a gypsy.
Please, listen, people, don't do that.
Don't buy crystals for $100.
Just tell me that my grandmother is doing okay and that she's eating well and she's on the other side and she's lit. Don't tell me anything about my future. Don't tell me anything.
Funny. Most people, though, from my experience of working on this field, they do want to know the future because, like I said, Christian Torn does this all the time. He can tell you your past, which you know. You can validate that. He can absolutely say what's happened to you. He can tell you what's going on right now. Most people, though, want to know their future. That's why they're getting this session.
I'm too nervous. Can we have him on?
I'm sure he would love to be on. Yeah.
All right. Well we're going to schedule that because I would love to talk to him. And I want a reading.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of those people that really like readings. And it's interesting to see how each person goes about it.
He would probably be more interested in coming on and explaining how it all works.
And absolutely.
As he's doing it, he will probably give you stuff.
Well, maybe read me off camera. And on camera, we talk about how it works and talk about Tyler. But when it comes to me, we'll leave that.
Everything's on camera.
Oh, no. All right. Well, we'll figure it out. But it was great having you on.
Thank you. Is it already over?
It is already over.
My gosh, okay.
I know. It's so fast.
Well, I want to come on.
I love your entrance too. Your entrance was epic. It was spontaneous. I loved it. Everything live.
You have to come on.
Oh, I told them I have to get in the studio. I have to get in here. It's already going. Let's restart it, but I'm glad we did it live.
Yes. Well, if you love the show and if you love our show, please tell us. Give us a thumbs up. Give us 5 stars on SoundCloud and iTunes. Please follow AfterBuzz TV for all updates. And follow me. I'm Jennifer Leone. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
And my name is Ava Hill, and you can find me on Instagram at The Ava Hill and on Facebook at Ava Hill.
And I am Chris Valentine. You can find me on Twitter at AKA Golden Boy or my website with all the social media links, and that is chrisvalentine.la.
Oh, we love you. Thank you.
Bye-bye,
guys. Next week.
Great.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.